Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
Catherine Russell's back in town. Are you kidding me? Ms. Russell is a one-of-a-kind musician whose expansive work as a backup singer took a back seat to her own recording career about a dozen years ago, and she's been releasing fantastic bluesy jazz records every couple of years ever since. She's now one of the top-selling musicians in jazz with a brand new album of classic songs and forgotten jewels from nearly a century ago. It's called Alone Together. Currently, the album is number one on the Jazz Times charts. Matt Munisteri guitar, Mark Shane on piano, Tal Ronan plays bass. Please help me welcome Miss Catherine Russell.
Thank you.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. When you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? And now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne and let me fall with a drop. Just like the saying of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
KNKX, Alone Together is the new record. It's been out a couple weeks. Great to have you back in our studios,
it's
Catherine.
Great to be back. Thank you so much.
And the new record is wonderful. And I was going over it, listening through it, and I think I may have found a through kind of a theme to the album. And correct me if I'm wrong. There seems to be a kind of a common thread of truth and human connection going through there.
Okay.
Kind of a battle against cynicism.
Yeah, I wouldn't say cynicism, but just lies. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, you know, you put the thing together, and then afterwards, it's kind of an interactive thing. So thank you. So, you know, whatever the listener gets out of that, then right. that's great. Then I say, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's it.
Now, one thing I love about music, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day. Music kills selfishness. And there's a lot of selfishness going on in the world these days. But really, music has the power to break it down.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could talk about how you've seen the power of music in your life.
Well, music saves lives, literally. It brings people together of all ages. It brings people of all cultures together. Just for a little while, you know, you get to every, it just evens out the playing field mm-hmm. of everything. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you believe, who you, you know, whatever, what you think. Music is the unifying force for us. So I love, that's why I love it, because it's definitely saved my life. I don't know where I'd be, you know.
Now, musical discovery never ends, as I discover. The more and more I listen to music, there's always, I know that there's going to be something around the corner I've never heard. And a lot of those songs, again, pop up on your latest, Alone Together. And you're still making musical discoveries. And I think a lot of that is thanks to the internet, makes it a lot easier to find more obscure tunes. But I wonder, what is your action plan for looking for new songs? Is it something you actively are doing, or is it something that just, oh, wow, I hadn't heard that one before, it just comes to you?
Well, it's part of my job to find and uncover these things. And so people ask me, what do you do in your spare time? That's what I do. I search for tunes, you know. Yeah. I search for tunes that haven't been done in 60, 70, 80 years. Maybe they were hits of their day. Or tunes by well-known artists that haven't been done in all these years. And also tunes, particularly from the 1920s blues artists, that we would never hear, you know, otherwise. So there are, it's endless. It's really endless. I'll be doing this for the rest of my life, just uncovering, trying to uncover, you know, great old tunes.
Now, a lot of those tunes can be really hard to find in their original form, and so thank goodness for the internet for that. But it made me wonder, do you have a record player at home with an incredible collection of old 78s and things like that, or...
I have a collection of 78s, actually. People have given me a lot of 78s, and then my parents had a lot of 78s. So we live in a very small apartment, though, in New York City, so some of those are stored, I'm afraid. But we do have our CD collection in the apartment. So, you know, we have a very extensive collection.
What would you like to sing next for us?
Well, speaking of the 1920s blues singers, Bessie Smith, Mamie Smith, Trixie Smith, Clara Smith, and on, we recorded one by a singer named Rosa Henderson from the year 1923. Ashamed to say what's in my heart. I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart, because I know the best of friends must part. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. I'm not ashamed to speak my mind, because he may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me he'll follow when he wants good exercise. Now all day long you treat him, but you can find him at my house every night. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home? I'm not afraid to say when I am wrong. I'm not afraid to say when I am wrong, because I know a lie can't stand up long.
down in my home. A lie is some disgrace down in my home. A lie is some disgrace, that's why I mean to tell you to your face. But you can't make him beg like mama can. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home? Come on, boys. Oh, yeah. Then he comes on over here and does his tricks. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home? Yeah.
Catherine Russell and her band, live on 88.5 KNKX. That's Matt Munisteri at the guitar, Mark Shane piano, Tal Ronan on bass. Now, Catherine, a couple of songs I noticed on the album, When Did You Leave Heaven and You Turned the Tables on Me, both appeared in a film, a 1936 film called Sing Baby Sing.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wonder if you're a fan of old films, it's where a lot of the great songs from back in the day really got their popularity, was in on the big screen.
Yeah, most of them from the big screen or from shows.
Right, yeah.
And so I just learned something, you see? Learned something every day. And when did you leave heaven? I really heard later versions of that by Little Jimmy Scott and Nancy Wilson. So that's where, you know, I got my inspiration from. But yes, I am a big fan of, thank you for Turner Classic Movies, I'm a big fan of vintage cinema in particular.
Yeah, I think this weekend we should both track down Sing Baby Sing. That sounds like a good one.
Yes, I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do.
Now, do I understand you're also involved with a new movie about Buddy Bolden?
Yes, I got to work with Wynton Marsalis. He brought me into this project about the great Buddy Bolden, which is going to be released in May, I believe. So I have a little scene, and it's pretty much typecasting. You know, when I was in acting school, I either played hookers, maids, or madams. And so that hasn't really changed. So this is basically what I am playing, a madam in this film, in one of the scenes, and singing.
Oh, good. You're singing, too. I'm glad Wynton's taking advantage of that. Now, just a brief little bit on your previous career. You worked with David Bowie and also Steely Dan, doing a lot of backup singing. And we're back singing with Steely Dan just recently. And I wonder what you find so appealing and enjoyable about singing backup.
I love singing harmony. I always have. So I grew up singing in choirs, you know, classical choirs, gospel choirs, all kinds of choirs. And it gives me a chance to harmonize and blend in a section. And I just love making the artist that I'm backing up comfortable. You know, I love that we give them the bed so that they can express themselves, you know, and iconic artists. So I'm very fortunate to work with amazing iconic artists, you know. So Steely Dan, of course, the backup section of that, the music is written in for the backup singers as for horn players, you know. So it's really some of the most complex backup singing that you're going to get to do, and it's forever challenging, and you never really relax because the music is so intricate and complex. So I love it.
We've got time for one more song, Catherine. What would you like to sing?
Okay, I found this song from the Jimmy Lunsford catalog, and this is a song from 36, you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes. You can't get away telling those lies. You're not the way you used to be. I got eyes and I can see. You've been stepping out on me. What a surprise, but I'm wise. You can't alibi, try as you may. That look in your eyes gives you away. You got yourself in a jam. You're gonna lose your honey lamb, 'cause you can't pull the wool over my jam, about to lose your